Something for the Weekend. It's Trina Mara, and around this time of year, that's when I always talk to Dr. Linda Gordon, Chief Specialist of Food Science at Safe Food. Morning, Linda. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you.
Are you fed up talking to me about Christmas dinners and how to not get food poisoning?
Well, it does come around every year, and I think it's important to remember that there's always people who are going to be cooking Christmas dinner for the first time. So even if we feel like we're giving out these messages every year, there are some people, you know, for whom it's all new, and they want as many tips as they can get to make things go smoothly.
I couldn't believe those figures. 315,000 people cooking Christmas dinner for the very first time. Mind you, I can't talk. I have never cooked the Christmas dinner. I wouldn't even attempt it. I leave it to my husband. But and thankfully, we haven't been sick yet. But it's an awful time if you get food poisoning, isn't it, at Christmas time? So we need to avoid this. What are your top tips then when it comes to even, you know, buying the turkey? And like, how far in advance should you get that?
Well, obviously, if it's a frozen turkey you're getting, you can get it at any time and just bring it home and put it straight in the freezer. But if you're getting a fresh turkey, leave it as close to Christmas as possible. I mean, ideally the day before. Maybe if you're getting it from a butcher, they can store it for you. But bring it home as close as possible to Christmas Day. And also, I suppose around this time, it's a good time to kind of have a look in the fridge and see, do you need to clear it out, you know, make space for all the food before you do the big Christmas food shop. You might need to move the shelves around to make space for the turkey in the fridge. So give the fridge a good clean out, clean it with warm soapy water, and make sure you have space for the turkey and all the other perishable foods that must go in the fridge.
Yeah. Is it true that if your fridge is overpacked, it's not going to chill the food in the way that it should?
Yeah, well, if you think about it, you need the cold air to be able to circulate around the fridge. So if it's completely jam-packed and there's no space for the air to get around, then it's just not going to be able to chill it properly. So don't overpack the fridge. It should be at 5 degrees Celsius or below. So, you know, make sure it's at the right temperature, and don't overpack it, and keep the fridge, like, fridge space is usually at a premium this time of year. So, you know, if you've got beverages and things like that, things that you're just chilling but don't have to be in the fridge, from a safety point of view, you can maybe put them in an ice box or something like that. And keep the fridge space for perishable foods, dairy products and meat and things like that.
When it comes to cooking the turkey, can you talk me through the steps and how to know whether it's done?
Well, first of all, you need to get an idea of how long it's going to take your turkey to cook. So we have a calculator on our website. Where if you've got an electric fan oven, you can put in the weight of your turkey. You can say whether it's stuffed or unstuffed, and it will tell you how long it's going to cook. But whatever method you're using to work out the cooking time, you always need to make sure, you need to check first, because things like, you'll be opening and closing the oven, and if you've got a lot of things in the oven at the same time, that will all affect how efficient your oven is. So the three checks that you need to do to know whether your turkey is fully cooked is to pierce it at the thickest part, which is between the leg and the breast. And you're looking to see that there's no pink meat, that the juices run clear, and that it's piping hot. So you should see steam coming out of it. Now, if you do have a meat thermometer, which some people will have, again, pierce it at the thickest part, and you're looking to see that it reaches 75 degrees Celsius immediately, and then you know it's fully cooked.
The Irish love to have their turkey sambos and the ham sandwiches later on the next day. How long, realistically, will it last, the meat?
Well, we often have a lot of leftovers after Christmas dinner, and we don't want them to go to waste. So the first thing to do is make sure that you get all your leftovers in the fridge within 2 hours of cooking. So if you want them to cool down, so if you've got a big turkey or a big joint of ham or anything, you might want to divide it into portions, carve it up so it'll cool down faster, and get it in the fridge. And then once it's in the fridge, you have 3 days to use up your leftovers. You can always freeze them if you know you're not going to use them up within the 3 days. But again, get them into the freezer within the 2 hours as well.
When the 3 days come around, I mean, is there a smell test or anything that you need to do? Are we pretty safe after 3 days?
Well, after 3 days, no, it should be fine. I think with the smell test and that, it might, you know, give you information about the quality of the food, but it won't tell you anything about safety, because you could have something that looks, tastes and smells perfectly fine, and it could have food poisoning bacteria in it. So that's not a good way of testing to see if something is still safe to eat or not. Okay. 3 days is the limit. If you stored it in the fridge and your fridge is at the right temperature, it'll be fine. If you are reheating any leftovers, then always reheat them till they're piping hot, and only reheat them once. You know, don't reheat them multiple times.
That is the top tip, I think. So many people do that. They'll reheat the whole lot and then put it back in the fridge and then have it later. One time only, and that's it. All the tips there are on the website. What is the website, Linda?
It's safefood.net.
Okay. We'll chat to you next year.
Okay, great.
Thanks, Linda. See you
then. Look forward to it.
Bye. This is something for the weekend. It's Classic Hits.